This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's a fundamental truism of online shopping that pretty much every click you make is tracked, and that the data you hand over, knowingly or not, helps e-tailers learn more about you and your likes and your dislikes. They can then recommend specific products, give you personalized deals, and sell you more stuff. It's a pretty nice competitive advantage over regular stores, but that same tracking thing has now started happening offline as well, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith explains.
Forget infinity scarves and jewel-toned pants. The real cutting-edge retail trend right now is in-store cameras. Of course, being monitored while you shop is nothing new, but these are not your run-of-the-mill security cameras.
What that does is a partial facial recognition. It takes cheeks, chin, eyes, and basically gets gender and age.
At the National Retail Federation trade show in New York City, Brian Kirley shows off a camera his company, Infusion, developed with Microsoft. It's recording people in the area, including me, and a software program is sorting them in real time by age, child, adult, or senior, and gender. It's projecting the results on a giant screen.
Wait a minute, does it think I'm a man?
It possibly does.
This camera isn't designed to catch shoplifters. It's gathering data to help stores improve sales. Brick-and-mortar stores are hungry for all the information they can get on their customers, the kind of information online retailers have. So many are trading security cameras in for smart cameras.
We can actually look at your movement on how you go from a merchandise table in the front up the escalator or not. We can do dwell time. How long did you stay in a specific area?
Roseanne McCulley is with Experian, one of the big three credit report agencies. It recently launched a smart camera business that's being used by retailers like Lacoste and Adidas. McCulley says stores have used data from the smart cameras to change what they stock and where they put it. That's resulted in customers spending 5% more at those stores. And that number could grow as retailers find new ways to step up shopper surveillance.
The next wave of technology is mobile.
Experian is teaming up with cell phone companies to take customer tracking to the next level. When you walk into a participating store, your cell phone company will tell Experian who you are. Experian will tap into the vast pool of data it has on you, things like age and credit history. McCulley says without telling stores who you are, Experian will hand some of that information over to them.
There's all sorts of privacy issues around cell phone data, so no one is able to take a cell phone number and bring it to a person. But what we can do is profile groups of people and give people a demographic code.
Experian will assign shoppers one of 60 consumer profiles, such as Dreamweaver, people with six-figure salaries and a penchant for tech gadgets, or another type of shopper called struggling city center, people on tight budgets who tend to like watching talk shows. Experian and cell phone company Verizon are both piloting programs that could tell retailers even more.
Through wireless technology, you can get the pattern of the person when they left the house, drove to the mall, and the stores they went to.
We are moving into a world where companies are going to judge us by our data.
Joseph Thoreau is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg School for Communication.
We will have people being put into what I call reputation silos, which would tell the store this person is more likely to buy the cheap stuff, and here's the person who buys the premium stuff.
If you're suddenly feeling the urge to wear a ski mask everywhere and ditch your phone, you're having exactly the reaction retailers are worried about, says digital marketing consultant Will Riegel.
Every single day, people in data are concerned about the creep factor.
Riegel says one way to target shoppers without freaking them out is to use loyalty programs, where customers essentially volunteer to have their purchases tracked in exchange for relevant discounts. The next stage would be to embed a tracking chip in, say, your Target card.
When you walk into a store, an in-store advertisement will adjust to say, hey, you haven't picked up Tide recently. It's been over a month. Your clothes getting a little dirty? Check out aisle number 7.
Kind of like in the futuristic movie Minority Report. When Tom Cruise walks into stores, they recognize him, and an avatar addresses him personally.
Welcome back to the Gap. How those assorted tank tops work out for you?
Of course, that's at least a few years away. For now, as I learned at the National Retail Federation show, cameras are still trying to separate girls from boys, which is apparently much easier if you take your hair out of a bun.
It's adjusting. Refresh. Woman, see?
Woohoo! In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.